Speak up.
You're listening to Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. We're the campus and community radio station at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast from unceded Coast Salish territories.
Buju anim
danach ak anzenu shuk with an
tante
ai ino radikai.
This is Words and Culture, a series on Indigenous languages funded by SiriusXM through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.
Hi, I'm Christine Genier. Welcome to Words and Culture, the Athabascan episodes. Shan Shankle Nanije Dunk E, a con Zanusho Kwithan, Danat E. I love speaking in language, Dunk E Koshe. I also love speaking about language. I do, often, and with anyone who wants to listen, and sometimes even with those who don't. However, I find speaking about Indigenous language to be an ongoing conversation, a nuanced and layered conversation. There are ways we think in Indigenous language which don't apply to European languages, and certainly not the languages of colonization in which we've all been conditioned. The rules are different. The structure is different. How do you explain this in short burst conversations? One point explained often just opens the door to two more questions, especially if you are still thinking English way. That is one of the things I've really enjoyed about this work with Words and Culture. It has offered a multifaceted lens on a multifaceted conversation. Different perspectives, as unique as the dialects they are speaking from. These conversations also underscored our common ground. These things which so clearly make us related, make us family. Eshgachlan. And to be able to share a small slice of the beautiful world, which is Dakhwanje, our languages, in what is now known as Yukon, with the rest of the world. I met Lenita Alatini when we both joined the cast for Dreaming Roots in 2021. The world was still masked, and our first few meetings were over Zoom with a cast and crew of over 30 people, ready to undertake what would have been an ambitious project in normal times, let alone when the world was still very much masking, testing, and distancing. Hence the Zoom. We wouldn't come together in space for months into this big project to bring together the first show of its kind, a variety program bringing all of the Yukon First Nation languages together on stage to lift up and celebrate performance, language, dance, and song, Dunk-A style. That is when I got to hear Lenita sing a song, telling of the hopes, the dreams, the fears, the angst of our youth. A beautiful plea to the older generations. I soon found out that Lenita was not only learning Dakhwanje, she was teaching Dakhwanje in her community. This young person with a contagious optimism about life is exactly who I wanted to speak to about the future of Indigenous language in the Yukon. I drove out on a sunny spring Saturday, 3.5 hours northwest from Kwanlin on the Alaska Highway, to the traditional territory of the Kluwani First Nation, where Dakhwanje, Kluan Man Kei dialect, is spoken. I enjoyed a good visit with Lenita and her dogs. We had some tea, we laughed a lot, and we talked about language. I'm with Lenita Alatini at her home in Burwash, Yukon, on Kluan Man Kei. Hello, Lenita. Dancha.
Dancha. Shointly. Danke, danche.
Sure.
I thank you, Shonisan, for inviting me to your beautiful home. Nikkei, Shonikkei. You've got beautiful land here.
Yes, thank you. The land was happy to see you come through.
Tell me a little bit about yourself, Lenita. Tell me where you're from.
I'm Tikra Senye. I'm a Midiye Atate Vitauye. I sing Shao Tikra Senye. I sing Fred Chambers Uyena. I sing Gedia Uye. I sing Ken Burns Uye. Ninje Tluan Mankai. My name is Lenita Alatini, and my mother and father is Mathia and Tavita Alatini. My great-grandmother is Lena Johnson, and my grandma and my grandfather are Mary Jane Johnson and Ken Burns. My home is in Kluane Lake Country in Burwash Landing, Yukon Territory. I was born up here in Whitehorse, Yukon, and moved back to Burwash in 2010 and have pretty much lived in the Yukon ever since. I graduated in Whitehorse in 2019 and since then have mostly been working for Kluane First Nation in their public works department, also as a member of their youth council executive. I recently just started teaching Southern Toshone to adults in Tluan Mankai. So we're going to be having our graduation ceremony in a few weeks here. So I'm very, very excited and just so proud.
I'm very happy to hear that. So I was going to ask you, Dunjanth, but if you teach the language, then you must be able to hear it.
I am teaching adults, but also still learning at the same time. So it's been a crazy journey. I graduated this program in December of 2023, and now to be teaching it just after recently graduating is a bit like, oh, wow.
Okay, so the program that you graduated, tell me about that.
So that's actually the same one that I'm teaching. It is the Paul Creek Curriculum Dunke Kwinje Textbook 1. And right now it's just learning like basic vocabulary of Southern Toshone language. So it's a 15-week program, and we teach one class every week, and it's about from 9 to 5. And the lesson plans are we teach 3 lessons a day, which is, it's quite a heavy course load, but it's, the method is proof that it's worked, and we're creating more and more speakers every so often. So it's broken up, and each lesson is about 10 to maybe 15 words a lesson, so you're learning, and maybe 4 sentences, so you can learn up to like 100 words just within one day.
That's a lot.
It's tons. And it is quite fast-paced as well. It's a huge commitment, right, from 9 to 5 once a week. But the course does fly by. And as much as people, like, may think that they're not retaining things, it definitely goes to show, like, at our final exam, we do a written exam, and then we also do an oral exam where our students remember at least 15 sentences or create their own sentences that they'll present to the class. And that's how we grade them there, and it proves like these guys are remembering everything that we're teaching them. So it's so cool to just to be in such a small community with so many people willing to learn the language of it.
When you were Dunana Dushiela, when you were a little baby, yeah, did you have Da Kwenje around you?
Kitsidanku in Destruction Bay, they offered us one class for, like, there was an intermediate classroom and then there was a primary kids classroom. So we would split up in groups to learn language. And Dayat, my Omea, who was actually our first language teacher in Kluane Lake School. So it was really cool. I was able to grow up with that as a part of our education system, but also outside of school with my great-grandma being Tikla Sen. She would always speak to me, even if I didn't know what she was saying. She would just kind of at my face, and I'd, okay, yes.
she still does that. And I'm still sometimes I'm like, oh, wait, what? What are you saying?
But now that you are at this level in being able to speak at this level of Kwishe, do you believe that your grandma speaking to you as much as she did in that way when you were little helped you now?
Yeah, that definitely helped me, especially pushed me more to want to learn this, because I would always see Grandma Lena and Grandma Margaret speaking with each other all the time. No matter what the event was, they'd all be seating together and you could just see them chatting in Dunkey all the time. So I'd always ask them, what are you talking about? What are you saying? I'd be like, oh, that's good. That's good. Don't worry. So to be able to like chime in now on those conversations compared to like going back and be like, oh, I wish I could understand what they're saying. To be able to pick little bits and pieces of their conversation out now is just, it's special. It is. It's very gratifying to be able to somewhat understand her now. And again, like, I'm still learning as well. And I remember one day that I went over to Grandma's house and it was a nice Saturday. I went to go visit her and I told her, I was like, oh, assume a coup can it's all. And she just looked at me and said, who's getting drunk? I was like, what? I didn't say that. I said, I'm going to clean my house. And she's like, that's not what you said. You said, he's getting really drunk. I was like, what? Scratch that. Like, so still learning, but it's nice. Like, she's still there to be that corrective curve, but in a fun way. It's not like, that's not how you're supposed to say it. Don't say it at all.
And if you can get corrected, and I've noticed too for myself in a funny, fun way, yeah, that you always remember.
You will now. So it was pretty hilarious. I still like have to be very conscious of what I'm trying to say, especially with her ears. Like, she just knows. She just knows when it's wrong, or if you're saying it with too high of a tone or too low of a tone and turning it into a different word. It's so cool that at 95, she can still pick that up and be like, oh, wait, not this way. It's said like this.
Living in Burwash, living in Xuanmen, hey, do you have an opportunity to speak a lot on a social level?
Not as much as we would like to see, but that's the hope with bringing the Paul Cree curriculum out to the community, as well as trying to get citizens enrolled to like create that social space where it's okay to speak language, and it's okay if you're just learning or if you're super advanced, you're all there for a common practice. Mm-hmm. Right? So, I mean, I definitely took the liberty of kind of doing like little flashcards around the office just to put up, so like on our coffee machine, like Entlayokwiti, or our cups, and even in like our bathroom paper towel, like Kukuye Katsaniche, like just having those little things up around the office, like I catch people trying to say them all the time. So I'm like, oh, it's day by day. But I do, like, even with our receptionist, she's a really good friend of mine, and I'll just speak language to her and she doesn't know what I'm saying, but she's just like, oh yeah. But it's funny, I was texting her, and I texted her in Dunkey because she said, oh, I'm just feeling sorry today. I was like, oh, Kara, jishakuriche, dishanku, tikasin shirchuida. And she's like, gee, I just know what you're saying. Get out of here, you bad influence. And I was like, it's so funny how I just speak to her all the time, random nonsense, and she's picking out these little words and put them together. So I was like, oh, wow.
I have found that even with Legegali, my spouse, Hejukoshe Danke, he doesn't speak in our way, but he's very willing to listen. You are, I want to come back to the Paul Cree curriculum a little bit, because you are in level as a student, and then a part of the curriculum is that students teach.
Yes.
So you found yourself in an environment where you're teaching Nihro, where you're teaching your elders.
I am. I'm teaching my grandma Mary Jane Johnson in Danke Kunje Tlaji. And it is just, it's so gratifying to just see her like smile watching me teach in front of her and just be a willing participant like in that space. She's not just my grandma, you know, she is someone who's there to reconnect. She's someone who's there to learn about her culture. And going through residential school and everything, I could imagine that coming back into a classroom space where before, you know, you weren't even supposed to talk our languages in a classroom. So just seeing how powerful and brave that she is to overcome that trauma, and she's like 65 now, you know, you can do it at any age. And she's just, for me, she is proof that you can overcome whatever, because she is still powering through very strongly and learning her language as an elder. And when she was a youth, it was obviously taken away. So for her to reclaim that, and in front of me, her granddaughter, is just like, you're so awesome.
Do you think of it maybe like a gift that you're giving your grandma?
I want to. I really hope that this is something that we can both just remember and hold on to, because it is special. It is like I'm teaching alongside her daughter, my auntie. So it's so cool for both of us to be teaching her. And she's just someone I hold so dearly to my heart as well. And I think, yeah, you can just see it in her eyes. Like, she is just, she's overwhelmed with joy. It's just so amazing. Like, I remember when I was young and we'd go out to moose camp, and here we'd be cooking on the wood stove in the wall tent, and she's teaching me Danke. Like, probably one of the first words that I remember is Gwants. And she taught me potatoes.
Potatoes.
And it's just because we'd always be cooking potatoes in the wall tent. But seeing how far that she's come just from teaching, you know, teaching me my first few little words to me being able to teach her hundreds of words. It's so beautiful. It's so special.
It's like you can almost envision the knitting back together.
You can feel the strings almost reconnecting. That's like, we're flimsy there for a little while, but things are starting to just feel stronger as a community, and especially just in my family personally, like we're building that connection again.
So we had talked about you growing up with language around you, and then going into the Paul Creek curriculum where it really started to help solidify the language in you. What has helped you the most to drop in language?
I think just the idea that, you know, my great-grandma's the only fluent speaker left here who will openly speak. And just to know that, like, that's our last hope right there, you know? The last thing that I want to see is my language die off. So I just, like, keep that spark alive in the back of my head and just always remember, like, even if I'm just having a conversation with Colton at home, throw in a little word. Like, just in, like, everyday conversation, trying to incorporate that into my lifestyle and how I live as a person. I really hope that in the long run that it will just improve my whole ability to speak my language very confidently in turn. So I just having like conversations with people who don't even understand me is like just my way of making sure that I'm still, that I know that I still have that in me. My language will always be sitting here. It's just about using it.
I like to say that we're not really learning our language or teaching it, but we're helping each other remember.
I think so, too. That's such a, like, yeah, when I first began the Paul Creek curriculum, like, they really, really emphasized the fact that, like, the teachers are still learners, and I feel like that's how it's going to be for a long time, you know? Like, until we can build that language capacity in the Yukon, but it's a start, right? We have more people now speaking to each other in our own languages than we have ever, from what I can recall. And it's just so cool to see, like, Native Hockey Tournament. Oh my gosh, I was talking people's ears off the whole time.
And they had color commentary in Kaska for the first time, like, this year. That was
how
huge.
Amazing is that? And like, the First Nation Hockey Tournament is like the biggest event of the year in Whitehorse. So for it to actually be representing First Nation culture in the game, it's what we need. Like, that's decolonization.
Okay.
Yes. Ugh.
So you know that word we have for right here? Aiedo. Aiedo. Right here.
Yeah.
The only reason I bring this up is because the way that word rolls, Aiedo.
Aiedo.
I love it. It feels good. Do you have any words like that that you just like saying? Just not even what they mean, but how they feel to say.
Yay, da dalo.
Yay, da dalo.
Yay, da dalo. What are you doing later? That's just probably my favorite. I love you. Say it to anyone. Yay, da dalo.
Yay, da dalo.
Just sounds so cool. Or, another word we actually just taught the other day is chair. Ukai datsara.
Okay.
Ukai datsara. I actually have three. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Kakadan. Kakadan.
Kakadan.
Yes, K-A-K-A.
Kakadan.
And before we learned it as Kenidan. Kenidan.
Okay.
Because teacher dan Kenidan adaki. But Grandma Lena changed it, so kakadan.
Kakadan.
I know I've been saying that after every class. So shotan cliche dan kakadan. Like, okay, Lenita. We get it.
But do you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you?
Do you?
Kakadan.
Are you looking forward to maybe teaching Dunana someday?
I've definitely been putting a lot of thought into it for sure, because that's the right place to start is by teaching the kids 100%. And we're kind of going backwards. We're teaching the adults right now. But I think that, the kids just need to be reminded, like, this is important. You know, this is a part of who you are as a person, and it always will be. So I really just hope that, like, the kids now can start kind of understanding, like, it's okay to express your culture, and it's okay to learn about yourself, and it's okay to ask questions. It's okay to ask questions about your language or about your culture or about what regalia you should wear, and just, I think it is really important to start teaching the kids, and I do hope that I can kind of lay a foundation down for them. Like, this is cool. You will be able to have secret conversations with people. Like, coax them into learning language. But no, I do hope that one day that I can, like, just maybe just not even, like, teach them language, but just let them know, like, how important it is to start reclaiming this. As young people, as young First Nation people. Because, like, when I was their age, I was like, language? I speak English. No thanks. So just to let them know, like, it's okay to completely dive into who you are as people, you know? And it can definitely be confusing being a young Indigenous person out in this world, so just to know that they have their community's support and can always call someone up and just want to speak with them, you know, like, just to have that foundation for them, that safety net for them. That language will always be there.
Sho. Thank you. Shroni san Kwishroni, Lenita, I have a lot of gratitude for you. And thank you very much for having me in your home today for this talk.
Shoni Dan, thank you so much for having me on here. I'm so honored that I get to speak with you and just catch up and chat about all these good things. So thank you so much, Shoni Dan.
Kushroni Thun, Lenita. Kushroni Thi. And thank you for the beautiful reception and welcome into your home. Lenita Alatini is a language teacher in Burwash, Yukon. Next week is our last episode of the Athabaskan episodes on words and culture. It has been such a pleasure bringing you not only my language, but those who are closely related. I'm going to leave you with a song this week. This incredible Yukon hip-hop duo, Vision Quest, were nominated in 2018 for the Indigenous Music Awards. Nick and Yudi's storytelling skills grab you, give you a rattle, get you to sit up and listen, as they do in this powerful piece. This is Vision Quest and School's Out.
I don't want to do this all alone.
All alone now.
Mama, please don't let me go.
Don't let me go now.
If I go, I swear they'll change my name.
They change my name too.
I don't think that I will be the same.
Never be the same for you.
I don't want to do this all alone.
All alone now.
Mama, please don't let me go.
Don't let me go now.
If I go, I swear they'll change my name.
They change my name too.
I don't think that I will be the same.
Never be the same for
you. I wanna go back to my roots. Stole that from me, now we have the proof. Everybody wants the truth. Coming out the ground, and they took that too. My family had to do things that aren't talked about. My generation felt affecting the mental health. This grief will let us free. I'm talking you and me. Don't gotta let it cut so deep. Only got one family tree. Everybody plant a seed for the babies. Watch them grow. Ain't no mountain high enough. It's just another obstacle.
School's out.
I don't wanna go. Please don't let me go. Save me from these people. Mom, don't let me go. This all alone.
All alone now.
Mama, please don't let me go.
Don't let me go now.
If I go, I swear they'll change my name.
They change my name too.
I don't think that I will be the same.
Never be the same for you.
I don't wanna do this all alone.
All alone now.
Mama, please don't let me go.
Don't let me go now.
If I go, I swear they'll change my name.
They change my name too.
I don't think that I will be the same.
Never be the same for you.
Hold up, wait for a minute. Close your eyes just to envision it. We're going back like 50 years or so. Buckle up, son, this is me. I'm serious, I wanna fix this here and now. No more excuses, clear the clouds. Residents of schools gotta tear them down. Unearth those children and free them now. This guy dressed in black with a cross on his neck, dragged my brother through the grass. Oh, fuck that, I tried to run. A man in red with his hand on his gun bumped me in the face with a stock of the gun. Lights out, tossed in the truck. Wake up, miles from home with a bloody nose and a puddle of
as
blood.
As many of you know, or may not know, that all letters sent home was censored. They tell us to write letters home to our parents, which made us very happy because it was the only contact we had with our parents, is some letters sent home. In my letters, I had tried to explain the abuse that was happening.
I don't wanna do this all alone.
All alone now.
Mama, please don't let me go.
Don't let me go now.
If I go, I swear they'll change my name.
They change my name too.
I don't think that I will be the same.
Never be the same for you.
I don't wanna do this all alone.
All alone now.
Mama, please don't let me go.
Don't let me go now.
If I go, I swear they'll change my name.
They change my name too.
I don't think that I will be the same.
Never be the same for you.
I get to the school that was made of stone. Children in the windows crossing the dome. Field in the back was a graveyard zone. The older kids were forced to dig alone. Forced to bury your family's bones. Forced to live like a religious clone. Forced to leave your traditions at home. Forced to do things you never want known. Well, guess what? It's blown wide open. New chapter, not new chapter. We've seen our people burn. Those teachers turned us into ashes. We need to rise above. Release the silence of the dirty history buried beneath Canada.
For me, it is very hard to talk about it. I didn't even talk about the abuse in residential schools to my children. And today they're shocked to hear all what is happening, especially the frightening of the babies. And I told my youngest daughter,
this all alone. Mama, please don't let me go.